9. The Midway Creatures. The Midway creatures have a threefold classification. They are properly classified with the ascending sons of God. They are factually grouped with the orders of permanent citizenship, while they are functionally reckoned with the ministering spirits of time because of their intimate and effective association with the angelic hosts in the work of serving mortal man on the individual worlds of space. These unique creatures appear on the majority of the inhabited worlds and are always found on the decimal or life experiment planets, such as Urantia. Midwayers are of two types, primary and secondary, and they appear by the following techniques. 1. Primary Midwayers, the more spiritual group, are a somewhat standardized order of beings who are uniformly derived from the modified ascendant mortal staffs of the planetary princes. The number of primary midway creatures is always 50,000, and no planet enjoying their ministry has a larger group. 2. Secondary midwayers, the more material group of these creatures, vary greatly in numbers on the different worlds, though the average is around 50,000. They are variously derived from the planetary biologic uplifters, the Adams and Eves, or from their immediate progeny. There are no less than 24 diverse techniques involved in the production of these secondary midway creatures on the evolutionary worlds of space. The mode of origin for this group on Urantia was unusual and extraordinary. Neither of these groups is an evolutionary accident. Both are essential features in the predetermined plans of the universe architects, and their appearance on the evolving worlds at the opportune juncture is in accordance with the original designs and developmental plans of the supervising life carriers. Primary midwayers are energized intellectually and spiritually by the angelic technique and are uniform in intellectual status. The seven adjutant mind spirits make no contact with them, and only the sixth and the seventh, the spirit of worship and the spirit of wisdom, are able to minister to the secondary group. Secondary midwayers are physically energized by the Adamic technique, spiritually encircuited by the Seraphic, and intellectually endowed with the Urantia transition type of mind. They are divided into four physical types, seven orders spiritually, and 12 levels of intellectual response to the joint ministry of the last two adjutant spirits and the Urantia mind. These diversities determine their differential of activity and of planetary assignment. Primary midwayers resemble angels more than mortals. The secondary orders are much more like human beings. Each renders invaluable assistance to the other in the execution of their manifold planetary assignments. The primary ministers can achieve liaison cooperation with both Urantia and spirit energy controllers and mind circuiters. The secondary group can establish working connections only with the physical controllers and the material circuit manipulators. But since each order of midwayer can establish perfect synchrony of contact with the other, either group is thereby able to achieve practical utilization of the entire energy gamut extending from the gross physical power of the material worlds up through the transition phases of universe energies to the higher spirit reality forces of the celestial realms. The gap between the material and spiritual worlds is perfectly bridged by the serial association of mortal man, secondary midwayer, primary midwayer, Urantia cherubim, mid-phase cherubim, and seraphim. In the personal experience of an individual mortal, these diverse levels are undoubtedly more or less unified and made personally meaningful by the unobserved and mysterious operations of the Divine Thought Adjuster. On normal worlds, the primary midwayers maintain their service as the intelligence corps and as celestial entertainers in behalf of the planetary prince, while the secondary ministers continue their cooperation with the Adamic regime of furthering the cause of progressive planetary civilization. In case of the defection of the planetary prince and the failure of the material sun, as occurred on Urantia, the midway creatures become the wards of the system's sovereign and serve under the directing guidance of the acting custodian of the planet, But on only three other worlds in Satania do these beings function as one group under unified leadership, as do the United Midway Ministers of Urantia. The planetary work of both primary and secondary midwayers is varied and diverse on the numerous individual worlds of a universe, but on the normal and average planets, their activities are very different from the duties which occupy their time on isolated spheres such as Urantia. The primary midwayers are the planetary historians who, from the time of the arrival of the planetary prince to the age of settled light and life, formulate the pageants and design the portrayals of planetary history for the exhibits of the planets on the system headquarters worlds. Midwayers remain for long periods on an inhabited world, but if faithful to their trust, they will eventually and most certainly be recognized for their age-long service in maintaining the sovereignty of the Creator Sun. They will be duly rewarded for their patient ministry to the material mortals on their world of time and space. Sooner or later, all accredited midway creatures will be mustered into the ranks of the ascending sons of God and will be duly initiated into the long adventure of the paradise ascent in company with those very mortals of animal origin, their earth brethren, whom they so jealously guarded and so effectively served during the long planetary sojourn. Presented by Melchizedek, acting by request of the Chief of the Seraphic Hosts of Nebadon.